In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. We have another week of really interesting scriptures, and Mar, you did a great job. They were so interesting. This particular reflection is entitled Rich Toward God, and it's by Ada Wong Nageda. And I found it to be very interesting, and I hope it encompassed all of the scriptures that we read today. Now, right now in the world, there is lots of tension on the issues of income and wealth inequality. I'm not an economist or a social scientist, so I'm not going to get into the complicated aspects of that. However, this Sunday scripture do offer us some reflections from a Christian perspective. Jesus has taught us the two great commandments. The first is to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. The second is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, Jesus tells the two brothers who are in dispute of the family inheritance, be on guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Jesus reminds them that life is not about owning or possessing things abundantly. We are to love God wholeheartedly and not to worship possessions as idols. To emphasize this point, Jesus tells these two brothers the parable of a rich man whom he also calls a fool, the rich fool. The rich man had the blessings of abundant harvests. The produce is so abundant that he does not have enough space to store them. With this abundance, what does this rich man do? The scripture tells us his only concerns are I and my. In his whole thought process, it is only he himself that is in the center. It shows he only loves himself. We have a few issues here. Greed, rich, fool. As we read in Colossians, the author admonishes that, put to death whatever in you is earthly, greed, which is idolatry. Greed, as defined in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is a selfish and excessive desire for more of something than is needed. Is desiring for more of something than is needed really bad? Don't we all want to have abundance? Don't we all want to have a little leftover money to cushion ourselves in times of need? Isn't that why we contribute to a pension fund, to a 401k, a 401c, for our retirement? I don't think it is when one prepares for a rainy day or stores up one abundance that caused Jesus to call us fools. And he doesn't condemn wealth. It is the selfish and excessive desire for oneself that becomes greed. It is the way we treat our abundance and our wealth that matters to God. Jesus says further, so it is with those who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich toward God. These people end up with spiritual death. So who are these who are not rich toward God? Oftentimes, when we mention rich, we think of money, wealth. In the Bible, there are at least 50 times that money, wealth, possessions, or finances have been mentioned. They are mostly based on the basic commandments that love God and love your neighbor as yourself. When we love God, we are rich toward God. When we love our neighbor, we are rich toward God. It is because we show gratitude to God of the blessings bestowed on us. The rich man forgets about God, God being the one who gives him all his blessings. God gives him the talents to grow the crop and receives the produce abundantly. Whatever God gives will eventually be returned to God. Isn't that what the teacher tells us in Ecclesiastes today? I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. He can't take all the possessions with him, and neither can we. Isn't this rich man a fool by hoarding all the produce? And he thinks he can enjoy it into eternity. He does not know his last day on earth is coming soon, and neither do we. This man's rich in produce can be rich toward God by showing God his gratitude. He can show God his gratitude by sharing his abundance with his neighbors who may not have such blessings but are struggling in their lives. He forgets he should love God with his whole heart, whole mind, whole spirit, and whole strength. He forgets he should love his neighbor as himself. Isn't this one of the issues of the inequity of income and wealth of the contemporary world? The rich hoard the abundance without showing their gratitude to the creators. Not only do they not love their neighbors by not helping them out, but they oppress them so that they hoard their wealth too. Who doesn't want to be rich? Who doesn't want to be the 1%? Isn't that why we go to the best schools to study hard, to study well, and to get a good job, and to be successful? However, when we get rich, will we be the rich fool, or will we be rich toward God? Now, the following list that I'm going to give you has been around for a while, but it captures what Jesus said in the gospel, and I would like to make it part of my conclusion. Things God won't say on that day. God won't ask what kind of car you drove. God will ask how many people you gave a lift to who didn't have any transportation. God won't ask the square footage of your house, but God will ask how many people you welcomed into your home. God won't ask about the clothes you had. God will ask how many you helped to clothe. God won't ask what your highest salary was, but God will ask if you compromised your integrity to obtain it. God won't ask you what your job title was. God will ask whether you performed your job to the best of your ability. God won't ask how many friends you had. God will ask you how many people to whom you made sure you were a friend. God won't ask in what neighborhood you lived, but God will ask you how you treated and behaved with your neighbors. Take joy in the many good things God has given you. You have been blessed. Be rich toward God. Amen.